Oh. forth his Son.
Jesus was born to be our Redeemer.
The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
We have seen his glory, full of grace and truth.
No one has ever seen God.
But we have seen Jesus, full of grace and truth.
He is the very image of God.
All the fullness of God dwells in him bodily.
You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
Let us go and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us.
Please be seated for prayer. All praise to thee, eternal God, who, clothed in garb of flesh and blood, dost take a manger for thy throne, while worlds on worlds are thine alone. A little child, thou art our guest, that weary ones in thee may rest. For Lord and lowly is thy birth, that we may rise from heaven to earth. All this for us thy love has done, by this to thee our love is won. For this our joyful songs we raise, and shout our thanks in ceaseless praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Savior Jesus Christ, the Babe of Bethlehem. A verse that I would lay on your hearts for this occasion, this evening, comes from Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, and it reads, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you." How fitting this time of year, when it is typically, and it is, the darkest time of the year, those short days, and we so long for the longer days to come, where we have more daylight, more light. But how fitting to be able to put up lights, to decorate, to have lights that shine during this dark time of the year. For us Christians, light, the lights we hang on the tree, the lights that we put up at home, the light that's up on the hill of the star, are symbolic. They are symbolic of the light, Jesus Christ, who has come into our hearts. By the work of the Holy Spirit giving us faith, he has saved us and come here, true God becoming true man, to take us and enable us to come to him, to heaven. So these lights that shine in and out of our homes this time of the year are symbolic of that light. The little baby that was born in Bethlehem that first Christmas Eve was and is the light of the world. He is the one whom God sent as a gift for the light of salvation into the lives of darkened sinners who were headed for hell. The Gospel of John tells us, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." Our text says, and you have to remember, this was written 800 years before Jesus was born. But the prophet wanted, he was so sure of God's promises that he declares it. He says, "Your light has come." There's still a lot of darkness in this world, isn't there? Just watching the news today, when will it stop? There are a lot of people who are lost in the darkness of sin. Though their homes may even be bright with lights, the real light of Christmas will be absent there, because the light that shines only in the heart comes from Jesus Christ, and it comes through his Word. So when you and I continue to tell people this good news message about the Babe of Bethlehem and why God came here to earth, it's to save sinners. It's to take us out of darkness and to give us his light. Let's thank God that he has given us faith to see in that child in the manger our eternal Redeemer, the one who has bought us back with his own blood on the cross. See, because already in the cradle, when we talk about the manger, we see the cross. We know by faith that Jesus' death on the cross has delivered us once and for all from the power of darkness, from sin, and from death. By coming here and making his home with us, he has lived the life we couldn't. And then he offered up the supreme sacrifice, his life on the cross, in our place as our substitute, taking God's wrath so we never would have to. And what does he leave us in that place? His righteousness, his perfect keeping of the law. That's the light that shines in our heart tonight and every time we hear the good news of Christ. So let's you and I spiritually arise and shine. The glory of God's Son is risen upon us. He's made his home with us. We Christians, we've been lit up with the good news of Christ crucified for sinners. Can we keep this good news to ourselves? Not a chance. It's the best gift we've been given this Christmas and every Christmas. And it's the best gift we'll ever have to celebrate at Christmas time. So let's arise and shine. Put the light of your faith in Christ first in your life for the whole world to see. Let's join together with the Apostle Paul in saying, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. The gospel has worked on us, hasn't it? And God's got plans for the same Christmas gospel message to go out to the whole world. To God's glory, then, arise, shine. Amen. And may the message our children bring us tonight, may the Holy Spirit work through that Word of God in our hearts to accomplish this goal. In Jesus' name, amen. We sing From Heaven Above. Jesus shine. Part 1. The light of Jesus is foretold. Let the light of Jesus shine, for the promise first was given after Eve and Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden.
And I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Genesis 3:15.
Let the light of Jesus shine, for the years that onward speed, plainer now the plan unfolding. One would come from Abram's seed.
In you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Genesis 12:3.
Let the light of Jesus shine. Let it shine bright and clear. For the latter Christmas promise of the star that would appear.
A star shall come out of Jacob. A scepter shall rise out of Israel. Numbers 24:17.
Let the light of Jesus shine. Still more brightly let it shine. For the prophecy foretelling Christ would spring from David's line. Let the light of Jesus shine, or more light upon this earth, in a Christmas promise telling of a child of virgin birth.
Therefore the Lord will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah 7:14.
Let the light of Jesus shine, for he comes from Jesse's stem, for the prophet's plainer message of the babe of Bethlehem.
But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, out of you shall come forth to me the one chosen to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth are from of old, from everlasting, like a fire too.
Let the light of Jesus shine, that will brighter yet appear, telling of the joyous message that the Savior now is here.
Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you, Zechariah 9:9.
Let the light of Jesus shine, brighter let it shine still more. Hear the angel telling Joseph, Christ the Lord is at the door.
And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Matthew 1:21.